これからリスニングテストを始めます。この試験では聞き取る英語は2回流します。質問文と選択肢は音声ではなく、すべて問題冊子に印刷されています。では始めます。4ページを開いてください。第1問。第1問は問1から問6までの6問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。
Question number 1.
This panda cell phone strap looks very cute.
Your sister likes cats too.
She also likes dogs.
Look, this one has all of them. You should get it.
Listen again.
This panda cell phone strap looks very cute.
Your sister likes cats too.
She also likes dogs.
Look, this one has all of them. You should get it.
Question number 2.
When does the school year start in Japan?
In April. Do you start in September?
No. In my country, we start 1 month earlier than Japan.
That's next month.
Listen again.
When does the school year start in Japan?
In April. Do you start in September?
No. In my country, we start 1 month earlier than Japan.
That's next month.
Question number 3.
I can't log in. I forgot the password.
Oh, it's VBFR3249.
Is that V for victory and then B for boy?
Yeah. And use all capital letters.
Listen again.
I can't log in. I forgot the password.
Oh, it's VBFR3249.
Is that V for victory and then B for boy?
Yeah, and use all capital letters.
Question number 4.
How much does it cost to send 3 postcards to the U.S.?
It's 70 yen per card.
Oh, I also have 2 to China.
It's the same price to any country.
Listen again.
How much does it cost to send 3 postcards to the U.S.?
It's 70 yen per card.
Oh, I also have 2 to China.
It's the same price to any country.
Question number 5.
It's already 2:05.
Oh, 10 minutes before the meeting.
How soon can you finish your work?
In 5 minutes or so, but tell the chairperson I'll be 10 minutes late.
Listen again.
It's already 2:05.
Oh, 10 minutes before the meeting.
How soon can you finish your work?
In 5 minutes or so, but tell the chairperson I'll be 10 minutes late.
Question number 6.
Let's go to a movie next Tuesday.
Sounds nice. But I'm working on weekday evenings except Wednesdays.
How about next Wednesday?
Oh, I have a dentist appointment that evening.
Listen again.
Let's go to a movie next Tuesday.
Sounds nice, but I'm working on weekday evenings except Wednesdays.
How about next Wednesday?
Oh, I have a dentist appointment that evening.
これで第1問は終わりです。8ページを開いてください。第2問。第2問は問7から問13までの7問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、最後の発言に対する相手の応答として、最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では、始めます。
Question number 7.
Charlene, please read page 24 in the textbook.
Sorry, I can't.
What's the problem now?
Listen again.
Charlene, please read page 24 in the textbook.
Sorry, I can't.
What's the problem now?
Question number 8.
Have you finished filling out the form on the website?
Yes, I did all that. See?
Wait, checking this box means you want to receive their email magazine.
Listen again.
Have you finished filling out the form on the website?
Yes, I did all that. See?
Wait, checking this box means you want to receive their email magazine.
Question number 9.
Hey, I'm going to get a hamburger. How about you?
Sounds good. Oh, I need to get my bag first.
Okay, I'll wait for you here.
Listen again.
Hey, I'm going to get a hamburger. How about you?
Sounds good. Oh, I need to get my bag first.
Okay, I'll wait for you here.
Question number 10.
What book are you reading?
It's the first book in the Harry Potter series.
Oh, I haven't read it yet. Can I borrow it when you're finished?
Listen again.
What book are you reading?
It's the first book in the Harry Potter series.
Oh, I haven't read it yet. Can I borrow it when you're finished?
Question number 11.
How was the party last night?
It was fun. Some guy asked me to say hi to you. He had long blonde hair and...
Do you mean Danny?
Listen again.
How was the party last night?
It was fun. Some guy asked me to say hi to you. He had long blonde hair and...
Do you mean Danny?
Question number 12.
Okay, I'm off to school, Mom. See you later.
Hey, Pat, do you have your report to hand in?
Oh, that's right. Thanks, I forgot. It's on my desk.
Listen again.
Okay, I'm off to school, Mom. See you later.
Hey, Pat, do you have your report to hand in?
Oh, that's right. Thanks, I forgot. It's on my desk.
Question number 13.
Guess what? The tennis club chose me to be captain.
That's great. You must be happy.
Yeah, but I don't know if I can do a good job.
Listen again.
Guess what? The tennis club chose me to be captain.
That's great. You must be happy.
Yeah, but I don't know if I can do a good job.
これで第2問は終わりです。10ページを開いてください。第3問。第3問は A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。第3問 A は問い14から問い16までの3問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では、始めます。
Question number 14.
Do you want to go shopping at the mall?
That place is kind of boring, if you ask me.
But they just opened a new section with lots of new stores.
Like what?
Clothes, furniture, kids' toys.
That's all?
And a donut shop.
Okay, let's get in the car.
Listen again.
Do you want to go shopping at the mall?
That place is kind of boring, if you ask me.
But they just opened a new section with lots of new stores.
Like what?
Clothes, furniture, kids' toys.
That's all?
And a donut shop.
Okay, let's get in the car.
Question number 15.
It's 10 to 7. I've missed Titanic.
Has it started?
Yeah, 30 minutes ago at the Cosmic Theater. I guess I'll give it up tonight.
It starts at 9 at the Solar Cinema. You can still see it there.
I don't think so. It won't end until after midnight.
Listen again.
It's 10 to 7. I've missed Titanic.
Has it started?
Yeah, 30 minutes ago at the Cosmic Theater. I guess I'll give it up tonight.
It starts at 9 at the Solar Cinema. You can still see it there.
I don't think so. It won't end until after midnight.
Question number 16.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a central bus station. Could you tell me where it is?
Sure. It's not very far from here. Go straight 3 blocks and turn left. It'll be in front of you.
Straight and left?
Right.
Didn't you say turn left?
Left? That's correct.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Listen again.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a central bus station. Could you tell me where it is?
Sure. It's not very far from here. Go straight 3 blocks and turn left. It'll be in front of you.
Straight and left?
Right.
Didn't you say turn left?
Left? That's correct.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
これで第3問 A は終わりです。11ページを見てください。第3問 B は問い17から問い19までの3問です。長めの対話を一つ聞き、問いに対する答えとして最も適切なものを6つの選択肢、1から6のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。対話の場面と問いが問題冊子に書かれているので、今読みなさい。では 始めます。
Questions number 17 to 19.
Hey, isn't your host family visiting next month?
Yeah, they looked after me when I was in Hawaii. So I've been wondering where to take them.
That's what I thought. Here's a list of prefectures that are popular with foreign visitors in winter.
Can I see it? Where's Kyoto? After Yamanashi? I thought it would be more popular.
I guess it's because Yamanashi's a good place to see Mount Fuji.
Right.
And besides, not all tourists are interested in historic places. That's why Nara isn't at the top either. It's below Hyogo.
After Nara come Gifu and Hiroshima.
Interesting. Tokyo's first, but Osaka's third, and Hokkaido comes between them.
Skiing in Hokkaido also sounds nice. It's hard to choose, but it's good to enjoy warm weather in winter. How about Okinawa?
But they're from Hawaii. I don't think they'll miss the warm weather.
Listen again.
Hey, isn't your host family visiting next month?
Yeah, they looked after me when I was in Hawaii. So I've been wondering where to take them.
That's what I thought. Here's a list of prefectures that are popular with foreign visitors in winter.
Can I see it? Where's Kyoto? After Yamanashi? I thought it would be more popular.
I guess it's because Yamanashi's a good place to see Mount Fuji.
Right.
And besides, not all tourists are interested in historic places. That's why Nara isn't at the top either. It's below Hyogo.
After Nara come Gifu and Hiroshima.
Interesting. Tokyo's first, but Osaka's third, and Hokkaido comes between them.
Skiing in Hokkaido also sounds nice. It's hard to choose, but it's good to enjoy warm weather in winter. How about Okinawa?
But they're from Hawaii. I don't think they'll miss the warm weather.
これで第3問 B は終わりです。12ページを開いてください。第4問。第4問も A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。第4問 A は問20から問22までの3問です。それぞれの問いについて英語を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから一つずつ選びなさい。では、始めます。
Question number 20.
If you're going to Machu Picchu in Highland Peru, you should consider visiting Cusco at 3,400 meters above sea level. You will enjoy walking through the Plaza de Armas and visiting the Temple of the Sun. You can also look at Cusco's interesting museums and beautiful houses, as well as its magnificent churches. Remember, however, that these churches close for a few hours around noon. In addition, you can take advantage of modern hotels and restaurants, and at the same time, see Cusco's fascinating history preserved in its architecture, language, and ancient treasures.
Listen again.
If you're going to Machu Picchu in Highland Peru, you should consider visiting Cusco at 3,400 meters above sea level. You will enjoy walking through the Plaza de Armas and visiting the Temple of the Sun. You can also look at Cusco's interesting museums and beautiful houses, as well as its magnificent churches. Remember, however, that these churches close for a few hours around noon. In addition, you can take advantage of modern hotels and restaurants, and at the same time, see Cusco's fascinating history preserved in its architecture, language, and ancient treasures.
Question number 21.
When you start living alone, you might find it difficult to manage your money. Here are some tips that you may find helpful. One hint is first to make a detailed budget or plan of how much money you have and what you are going to spend it on each month. Then, look at your budget and decide if you can buy fewer items. Also, use less electricity, water, or other utilities by turning off lights, for example. Finally, before shopping, make a list of what you need and compare prices on those items from different shops.
Listen again.
When you start living alone, you might find it difficult to manage your money. Here are some tips that you may find helpful. One hint is first to make a detailed budget or plan of how much money you have and what you are going to spend it on each month. Then, look at your budget and decide if you can buy fewer items. Also, use less electricity, water, or other utilities by turning off lights, for example. Finally, before shopping, make a list of what you need and compare prices on those items from different shops.
Question number 22.
Have you ever heard the phrase, "It's all Greek to me"? We use it when we don't understand a foreign language or a difficult concept. If someone tries to explain a theory from physics or mathematics that we cannot comprehend, we could say, "It's all Greek to me." This phrase appears in William Shakespeare's play, Julius Caesar, where one Roman tells another that he couldn't understand somebody because he spoke Greek. Although this phrase had been used earlier by different writers, Shakespeare's use of the phrase helped to make it popular, and it continues to be used even today.
Listen again.
Have you ever heard the phrase, "It's all Greek to me"? We use it when we don't understand a foreign language or a difficult concept. If someone tries to explain a theory from physics or mathematics that we cannot comprehend, we could say, "It's all Greek to me." This phrase appears in William Shakespeare's play, Julius Caesar, where one Roman tells another that he couldn't understand somebody because he spoke Greek. Although this phrase had been used earlier by different writers, Shakespeare's use of the phrase helped to make it popular, and it continues to be used even today.
これで第4問 A は終わりです。13ページを見てください。第4問 B は問23から問25までの3問です。これから流れる英語を聞き、それぞれの問いの答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 23 to 25.
Americans have traditionally wanted to live apart from their parents, as personal independence is often thought to be very important. Therefore, in most cases, the elderly live in their own homes, while their grown children move away and live elsewhere. However, some elderly people and their grown-up children have decided to combine households, and this trend has been increasing in recent years.There certainly are benefits to living as a multi-generational family in the same house. Grandparents take care of young children while the parents go to work. Young children learn about their family history, cooking, and household repair skills from their grandparents. Senior citizens also get a lot out of spending time with their grandchildren. Grandparents stay in good health, hiking and playing sports with the grandchildren. The grandchildren can teach their grandparents how to use computers and keep up with the latest technology. Parents can teach their children proper manners toward older people through their own behavior toward their parents. Children learn from seeing their parents interact with the grandparents. Parents can get the help of the children in watching out for the safety of the grandparents, thus sharing the burden if the state of their health becomes a problem.
Listen again.
Americans have traditionally wanted to live apart from their parents, as personal independence is often thought to be very important. Therefore, in most cases, the elderly live in their own homes, while their grown children move away and live elsewhere. However, some elderly people and their grown-up children have decided to combine households, and this trend has been increasing in recent years. There certainly are benefits to living as a multi-generational family in the same house. Grandparents take care of young children while the parents go to work. Young children learn about their family history, cooking, and household repair skills from their grandparents. Senior citizens also get a lot out of spending time with their grandchildren. Grandparents stay in good health, hiking, and playing sports with the grandchildren. The grandchildren can teach their grandparents how to use computers and keep up with the latest technology. Parents can teach their children proper manners toward older people through their own behavior toward their parents. Children learn from seeing their parents interact with the grandparents. Parents can get the help of the children in watching out for the safety of the grandparents, thus sharing the burden if the state of their health becomes a problem.
これで問題を聞く部分はすべて終わりです。この後は監督者の回答をやめの指示があるまで回答を続けることができます。これからイヤホンを外してもらいます。その時にイヤホンが机に当たって音を立てないよう注意してください。では、イヤホンを耳から外し、静かに机の上に置いてください。